Our first scripture lesson is probably unfamiliar to you in this season of Christmas, but it comes from John chapter 1 nonetheless. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. And from Matthew chapter 5, in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says, "You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." This is the word of God for the people of God. Henry Jackson Van Dyke, Jr. was an American author, educator, diplomat, and Presbyterian clergyman. He served as a professor of English literature at Princeton University. He chaired the committee that wrote the first Presbyterian printed liturgy, the Book of Common Worship, in 1906. He was appointed by President Woodrow Wilson, a friend and former classmate, to be the minister to the Netherlands and Luxembourg. His skills as an ambassador and diplomat helped many Americans in Europe when World War I broke out. As a Presbyterian pastor, he wrote the words to the hymn, "Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee," and had the privilege to officiate the funeral of Mark Twain, among other things. On his Wikipedia page, there is a quote from Helen Keller that says this: "Dr. Van Dyke is the kind of friend to have when one is up against a difficult problem. He will take trouble, days and nights of trouble, if it is for somebody else or for some cause he is interested in. I am not an optimist, doctor," Dr. Van Dyke said. "There's too much evil in the world and in me. Nor am I a pessimist. There is too much good in the world and in God. So I am just a meliorist, believing that God wills to make the world better, and trying to do my bit to help and wishing it were more." Today, I'd like to share a sermon he wrote about 100 years ago entitled "Keeping Christmas." One website said that the original title was "A Short Christmas Sermon, Keeping Christmas." I learned a new word for a short sermon from the 25th annual Putnam Spelling Bee, the musical my son Sam was just in at Lakeland High School, and that word is sermuncle. It does mean, in fact, a short sermon. Sam challenged me to use the word in a sermon before the end of the year. So I would like to share with you today the sermuncle of Henry Van Dyke called "Keeping Christmas." It's a good thing to observe Christmas Day, the mere marking of times and seasons, when people agree to stop work and make merry together, is a wise and wholesome custom. It helps one to feel the supremacy of the common life over the individual life. It reminds us to set our own little watch now and then by the great clock of humanity, which runs on sun time. But there is a better thing than the observance of Christmas Day, and that is keeping Christmas. Are you willing to forget what you have done for other people and to remember what other people have done for you? To ignore what the world owes you and to think what you owe the world? To put your rights in the background and your duties in the middle distance, and your chances to do a little more than your duty in the foreground, to see that your fellow humans are just as real as you are, and try to look behind their faces to their hearts, hungry for joy, to own that probably the only good reason for your existence is not what you're going to get out of life, but what you are going to give to life. to close your book of complaints against the management of the universe and look around you for a place where you can sow a few seeds of happiness. Are you willing to do these things even for a day? Then you can keep Christmas. Are you willing to stoop down and consider the needs and the desires of little children? To remember the weakness and loneliness of people who are growing old? To stop asking how much your friends love you and ask yourself whether you love them enough? To bear in mind the things that other people have to bear on their hearts? To try to understand what those who live in the same house with you really want without waiting for them to tell you? To trim your lamp so that it will give more light and less smoke, and to carry it in front of you so that your shadow will fall behind you? To make a grave for your ugly thoughts and a garden for your kindly feelings with the gate open? Are you willing to do these things even for a day? Then you can keep Christmas. Are you willing to believe that love is the strongest thing in the world, stronger than hate, stronger than evil, stronger than death, and that the blessed life which began in Bethlehem 1900 years ago is the image and brightness of the eternal love? Then you can keep Christmas. And if you can keep it for a day, why not always? But you can never keep it alone. How will you keep Christmas, not just this day, but every day?